أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, we are with tawdih al-masail in Islamic laws. This is according to the verdicts of His Eminence Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sayyid Ali Al-Hussein Al-Sistani. And we reached to the Andirkur, and still we are at Taharat, a purity, and we reach to second part of Andirkur. This is number 25. Here within issue number 25 said Andirkur water. What does it mean, Andirkur water? Andirkur water means water which does not spring forth from the earth, and its quantity is less than a kur. So here the word of andirkur is that means this water, it comes not from the earth. Water means, undercur water means water which does not spring forth from the earth, and its quantity is less than a kur. For example, somebody throw this quantity of water which is lesser than a kur, lesser than a kur, and we explain that the volume of kur is 42,875 cubic span. Okay, 42,875 cubic span. So this is kur, this is the volume of kur. And their kur, it will be lesser than this volume. So if we found andirkur which does not spring forth from the earth and its quantity is less than a kur, and we mentioned just now that kur, the volume of kur is 42,875 cubic span or 36 cubic span is enough. And here we have what we have, this andirkur. You know andirkur, it means lesser than 36 cubic span, less than 36 cubic span. And for example, we found that which is andirkur, for example 35 maybe cubic span, or 33, or until it less. So this is andirkur. Okay. What is the hukum of under core? Shall we make something, we can purify something with it? Can we make something pak, tahir, with this less than core? Or if this less than core, if it is mixed with najis or mutanajis, it is still najis or it is not najis? What is the hukum of under kor? This is what we discuss with the next issues. Yes. Within issue 26, if under kor water is powered on something, if under core water is powered for or on something which is najis, you understand what I'm saying? That we powered what? We powered the under core water on something which is najis. Or if a najis thing contacts it, if a najis thing is contact the undercore water. So what is the hukum of the undercore water? The Sayyid said it becomes najis. So the hukum of this undercore water, if it is powered on something which is najis, or if a najis thing contact it, so it becomes what? Najis. The under core water will become what? Yes, najis, exactly. Now, but if such water is powered with force on a najis object, he said the word such refers to what? Refers to under core water. That means if we take some of the under core water and we powered with force, on a najis object, is the under core water will be najis? Let's see. Sayyid said, only that part which contacts it, only that part of the water which comes out of the undercore water or out of the pipe. So this part, only the part which contact the najis, it will be najis. Yes. That means the undercore water, it will never what? It will never be najis. Except what? Except the part that contact the najis. That will be what? That will be najis. While the rest of the undercore water, it is what? It is pak. It is tahir. And the water which has not reached, the najis object will be pak. Okay. Yes. If it is clear, if you don't have a question, here maybe somebody said, yes, Sheikh, how we can imagine this situation? I'm telling you, we imagine this situation. For example, if you have the undercore water where in a container, which is up on the roof of the house, then we are down and we open what? We open the span, yes. And we open what? The pipe of the water. And the water will be what? Comes out of the pipe strongly. Here, this water will be here this water will be what? The water will be comes strongly, so and this water, it is under the core, okay? The water in the container, it is under the core, and this water comes strongly where? Strongly to the najis, directly to the najis. And we say here the water in the pipe and the water in the container is still packed by her, while the water which contact the najis, it is the only thing which become najis. Yes. All right. Okay. How about now, dear brothers and sisters, we reach to issue number 27. Within issue number 27, Sayyid said in this issue, under core water, which is powered over, under core water, which is powered over a najis object. The under core water, which is powered over a najis object, to remove the essential najasat. So this is will be what? This will be najis. This water will be najis as it flows after the contact. Similarly, the undercore water which is powered over a najis thing to wash it after the essential najasat has been what? Removed, will be najis and an obligatory precaution. Again, I'm going to read and explain issue number 27. Within issue number 27, under core water, again, under core water, the core water, yes, as we explain the last issue, the core water is 36 cubic span. All right, and this under core water, which is less than 36 cubic span, which is powered over an edges object. So this under core water, we powered it on an edges object to remove the essential najasat. The essential najasat, you know, the same najasat. Ainin najasat. The same najasat. The essential najasat. So, here, to remove the essential najasat will be what? Najis. This water will be najis. As it flows after the contact. As it flows after the contact. It means the water that, or the part of the water that contact the najasa, it will be najis. And then the water, it is still what? Najis. The undercore water, which is powered over a najasa, think to wash it after the essential najasa has been removed, will be najis as an obligatory precaution. احتياط واجب. He said that Sistani, when you remove the najasa with undercur water, that undercur water, after you remove the najasa, the water after that will be what? Will be najis also. Will be najis also. Alright. Here, this is an obligatory precaution. This is an obligatory precaution. Okay. Issue number 28. The water with which the outlets of urine and stool are washed. Just pay attention with me. The water with which the outlets of urine and the stool are washed does not make anything najis, subject to the following five conditions. What does that mean? Before I explain the five conditions, said when you go to the water with which the outlets of urine and the stool, that the water that you finished clean the urine and outlets and the stool are what washed, does not make anything najis. The same water does not make anything najis, subject to the following five conditions, unless we have these five conditions. 1. It does not have the smell, color, or taste of najasa. If that water does not have the smell of najasa, the taste of the najasa, the color of najasa, so it is what? It is pak. It is pak. Tahir. I mean not pak exactly. Sorry. Not pak. But it is not najis. Extra najasa has not reached it from outside. Or if this water has a najasa, it doesn't have a najasa, but not from your body, from outside your body. Just like a blood from your private part. Yes, just like your hand has been a scar in your hand. Okay, so the blood comes from your hand to this water. If the blood comes to this water will be najis. Why? Because we consider that the blood is one of the najasat, and this water, it is undercur. So, and this undercur made a contact, what? Contact the blood, which is najis, so the water will be najis. But here, if this water has not reached what has not reached an extra najasat from outside, okay, from your body, from something else, so it is not najis. But if it has a najasa from outside, that will be najis. Yes. The third condition is any other najasa like blood has not come out with urine or stool. Here, if nothing comes
out from your body or comes out with urine or stool, just like blood. If it comes out, another najasa, it is with urine or stool, and this najasa, just like blood, comes with your comes and contact this undercore water, that water will be what? Will be najis. But if there isn't anything from that, the water is what? Is pak, tahir. Now, particles of stool do not appear in the water. It means if particles of stool is not mentioned, is not appear in the water, but if this water which you clean yourself with it has what? Has particles of stool, so this water, it is what? It is najis. But if it hasn't any, but if it hasn't any of if it hasn't any of particles of stool, it is what? It is here, it is tahir, it is pak. The last condition, condition number 5, more than usual najasa has not spread around the outlet. Here said, if the najasa al-gha'iq comes out of your body, but it is not in a normal way, not in a normal way. Just like if somebody has, let me check this meaning, it has, he has what? He has not in normal way, that najasa comes not a normal way, but it has separate outlet. It has separate outlet. So this is what? This is if this najasa contact what? Contact the water, that will make water najis. So we have these five conditions. The first condition is it does not have the smell, the color or taste of najasa. Second, extra najasa has not reached it from outside. Third condition, any other najasa like blood has not come out with urine or stool, and particles of stool do not appear in the water, and more than usual najasa has not spread around the outlet. And this is for today, dear brothers and sisters, and inshallah tomorrow we will start with the third type of water, which is running water. Tomorrow inshallah we will start with the running water, and this is will be issue number 29. And this is, brothers and sisters, you can find this book at the library of our school with open study. You can find the book which is named Tawdih, or it is Islamic Laws. Yes, the address of this book, or yes, the title of this book is the Islamic Laws, and we call it the English version of Tawdih al-Masail, according to the verdicts of His Eminence Ayatollah al-Uthma, Sayyid Ali al-Husayni al-Sistani. you can download this book and you can follow me with this book. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.